Welcome, podcast listeners. You're listening to Teller's Podcast, everyday stories brought to you by everyday people. Have you ever had a moment that changed your life? You know, a time when you look back for the rest of your life and know that that was it. That was when everything changed. You can pinpoint it. Well, Dave Guide has, and today he's going to tell us his story. Dave's 41 years old and he's married. He has three children. He grew up in Brisbane and he grew up no different from any other guy. He didn't really think too much about his life and the way he was living it until he had to.
I was a late teen and then into my early 20s, I was pretty much into cars and alcohol. Every weekend, I was either working on cars or partying it up with my mates. So no real consideration I was ever given to diet, and so consequentially it was either Macca's, KFC, local fish and chips, and that was breakfast, lunch and dinner. I was 72 kilograms and I was 68 kilograms when I started to date Kerry, who's now my wife, when I was 18. At the age of 22, I started to work rotating afternoon and night shifts, and that saw my pretty much non-existent diet turned inside out. I was eating very irregularly. I struggled to have one decent meal every couple of days or so. And that was, you know, deep fried delights, Coke with every meal, that's including breakfast. And weekends were another opportunity to drink copious amounts of rum and Coke, which is my drug of choice. I was never a big beer drinker, but I was good at it as well. By the age of 28, I'd been doing this for 6 years. And with total disregard for my health or longevity, I weighed 110 kilos. At this stage, Kerry and I decided to start a family. I didn't stop any of my bad habits. I didn't really see them as bad habits. I used to get really irritated at the suggestion that maybe I was a little bit overweight. We had no success, and we resorted to IVF. We had several attempts at that. And when it finally worked, we were pregnant with triplets. We couldn't have been happier, and you could tell because I was 117 kilos, and the belt line was growing. The kids, Christian, Georgia, and Brandon, were born in May 2002, and then life really got difficult. I basically sat on my backside for the next 4 years doing nothing but looking after kids and, you guessed it, eating crap and drinking rum. So 2006, and I'm 38, and I weighed in at my heaviest of 128 kilos. I saw a pic of me with the kids, and I had trouble recognizing myself. I'd become an obese man with a shaved head, and man was I fat. Having never seen myself as overweight before, I was more than shocked. I was disgusted in the way I looked, and I started to diet and exercise, mainly walking. It was at this stage when I started to force myself to drink water instead of rum, and even when I was hungry, I was drinking water and eating salad, a 180 degree turn from where I was. I had even changed what I did for a living. I had moved from production as a bookbinder and worked myself into a position as a sales rep. I was in the printing industry. And I had also moved house, and the weight was dripping off, and by April 2008, I was 100 kilos. My biggest problem, though, was that even though the weight was falling off, I was feeling worse than I did when I was fat. I had pain everywhere in my body, and when I went to sleep at night, I could feel my heart pounding, like it was trying to get out of my chest, and my legs were constantly burning. My water consumption was up to 4 litres a day, and I was going to the toilet nearly every hour. So one day I'm driving home from work, and my vision blurred, greyed, and I start to see stars. I was at my GP within an hour. I knew something was wrong. I had blood tests and my doctor said to me, "It doesn't sound good." And the next 24 hours were excruciating while I waited for my blood test results. The date and time I got my results was the 24th of April 2008 at 7:30 p.m. This is the moment that I changed my life. Yes, the day before Anzac Day, the day every Aussie bloke gets drunk, eats badly and smokes cigarettes, in order to celebrate the lives of men and women who fought for our healthy way of life. Ironic, eh? I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. My blood sugar was at 22 and my cholesterol was 9.5. I should have been dead. I probably would have been if I'd never seen that picture. I joined Go Health within a few weeks of that day and I've never looked back. I'm taking 500 milligrams of metformin twice daily and my weight is now floating between 90 and 92 kilos. My glucose level is between 6 and 7 and my cholesterol is down to 2.5. I go to spin on Monday, body attack on Tuesday and body pump on Wednesday. And I ride my road bike 20 k's every other day. It's been 18 months since my diagnosis and I'm 41 years old. I'm now very body proud, I guess you could say. I have a passion for my life and the people I share it with. I could not have made such a major transformation without my wife, Kerry. She has been my rock throughout this major ordeal and my inspiration to keep going and my 7-year-old triplets. I love them dearly and they deserve to grow up with a dad.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that story. And don't forget, I'd love to hear from you. So if you've got a story to share, email me at teller2teller@gmail.com. That's teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, 2, the number 2, teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, @gmail.com. Well, until next time, and remember, everyone's got a story and everyone's a teller.